This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. You can join us at 800-636-1067. We're trying to get your calls on what potential huge event in D.C. would interest you the most. College football playoff, maybe. Maybe you're a big wrestling mark. You want to see WrestleMania come to the new stadium at the RFK site. Maybe you love the Olympics and you want to see the opening ceremonies at the brand new stadium. What if you're a World Cup fan? These are just some of the events that should be drawn to this area with a brand new $3-plus billion stadium that is set to be erected on the RFK site if it gets council approval. 800-636-1067 is the number. Which would you like to see the most?
All right, let me address this elephant in the room for me.
Okay.
Nobody else cares. Mike Marr's a good kid. Mm-hmm. I like him. He comes in here. Like, I think we've beaten him down a little bit. He used to come in here all fired up and high-five us before every show. Mm-hmm. I mean, so much enthusiasm. Heart was always in the right place, though,
of
right?
Of course.
Great kid. He's got a little shorts in him, though.
Okay.
And shorts, if you don't know, is a guy that worked here for a long time. Hardworking guy. I think he loved the show. He murdered me so many times by like misquoting me or mislabeling something or characterizing something in his weird brain. Mar just murdered me again today.
Okay.
How did this happen? Explain.
Okay. So I do my little rant on Jaden. Not even a rant. I'm at prefacing the Alex Smith article where I'm saying, listen, nobody's a bigger Jaden Daniels fan than me, right?
Yep.
I'm taking pride in saying, and I want to play the clip, but I'm taking pride in saying I'm the first one to say he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
In my clip, I say he's not Hall of Fame worthy yet, but my prediction is he's going to the Hall of Fame if he stays healthy.
Right.
Literally say he's not Hall of Fame worthy yet. Mar puts out a video promoting the show, okay, doing his job, and he headlines it. EB says Jaden Daniels is already Hall of Fame worthy. I literally said he's not Hall of Fame worthy yet. There's a massive distinction.
There's a misquote there.
There's a massive distinction there. I say he's going to the Hall of Fame. I'm being bold. I'm making a prediction. But I said he's not Hall of Fame worthy yet. That's just, I see that path for him.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the clip. I'm huge on Jaden Daniels. I put Jaden Daniels in the Hall of Fame already. Mm-hmm. I think I'm the first in the world. Okay, I take pride in that. Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's not Hall of Fame worthy yet, but he's going to have a Hall of Fame career.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he gets hurt. That's he says, we've never seen
the
like.
The other part doesn't matter.
What did Mike Moore say?
He quotes it because he's trying to get hits. Because I'm very hit worthy. But he misquotes me. He says, EB says, Jaden Daniels is already Hall of Fame worthy. Well, I actually specifically said worthy, he's not.
Yeah, the worthy part
makes me lean towards your side, but
lean.
You said
your quote was, this is a quote. I wrote it down.
You he's said, going to the Hall of Fame.
But before that, you put, I put him in the Hall of Fame already.
Exactly. So he's worthy to you.
No, I said, and I, because I know people with small brains don't understand that. I'm predicting he's going to the Hall of Fame. He's not Hall of Fame worthy
but
after
your
one
quote,
season.
I wrote it
no
down.
No one is.
I wrote it down. Your first sentence. Now the second, third
oh
sentence
God.
That leads yourself. Your first sentence
How
was,
small is your
I
brain?
Put him in the Hall of Fame already.
I'm making a prediction. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's not Hall of Fame worthy based on this season. No, no one is. No one on the planet is after one. I'm predicting he's going to duplicate this over and over and over.
What are you, JP?
That's all.
Are you saying? Are you saying he's playing both sides?
No, I'm not.
Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is
I'm not playing both sides.
Okay, here's my larger takeaway.
All right,
Mike Marr does like his short. Job. This is why I don't quibble with pictures. Mm-hmm. I don't quibble with things that other people do on behalf of the show, because 99% of it, before Mike Marr did it, I was posting everything on Instagram, right. Everything on Facebook, everything on
so
Twitter.
So you don't have to do it anymore.
So when somebody else does it, I appreciate it. If they're going to misquote you a little bit, not a big deal. And it's close. Because mm-hmm. EB's first sentence was, put him in the Hall of Fame already.
It's a massive distinction.
Watch Cakes being quiet.
Does it really bother you that much? Or are you?
It only bothers me because it's coming on the heels of him Dylan, using me yesterday for the Dylan Cruz clip.
You have PTSD.
A little bit.
Okay,
people are smashing me. For
right.
And hello, I'm having a hot take
mm-hmm.
on my Dylan Cruz thing. I'm not going to write the guy off after 55 games.
Right. Yeah.
Doesn't look like a superstar to me. Hello. I'm
by the way,
paid to give my
by
opinion.
The way, Aaron Judge hit 179 his rookie year. All right, go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, it's fine. Fair.
Keep going. Hey.
That's fine. I'm not saying everybody.
Can you play the clip again?
Oh.
Well, give me the headline
I'm
first.
I'm huge on Jaden Daniels. I put Jaden Daniels in the Hall of Fame already. Mm-hmm. I think I'm the first in the world. Okay,
I mean, just pause it right there.
And then
he says, I put Jaden Daniels.
And then I clarify okay, for people with smaller
but
brains.
Your quote was, I put Jaden Daniels in the Hall of Fame already. Now, what does the headline say?
He's
the headline
already
that
Hall of Fame worthy. But I specifically preempted that because I know
but aren't you already worthy if you're already in the Hall of Fame? Aren't you worthy?
He's worthy now.
Should I have made the title?
He's not worthy. Is he worthy of the Hall of Fame?
Mike Marr.
Zero.
EB, should I have made the title Jaden Daniels, or EB says Jaden Daniels should be in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Because that is what you said.
Bad title. I said, you should have said, EB says Jaden Daniels is going to the Hall of Fame.
EB says Jaden Daniels should be in the Hall of Fame.
I'm making a prediction.
What was your statement? What was your question?
English is not hard.
Well, I
JP,
forgot.
What's
Sorry.
The quote that
Sometimes
you wrote
Sometimes to me
down?
It is.
I put Jaden Daniels in the Hall of Fame already.
And then I clarified
it. That was a direct
it.
Quote.
And then I clarified it literally within seconds.
And you said he's not Hall of Fame worthy.
He's not worthy yet.
Doesn't it sound like he's kind of playing both sides?
Are you just worried that trolls are going to come after you because of the headline?
I'm not worried. They attack me immediately.
Who cares?
Like, you don't understand. Like it's like flies on a duty.
Are these the super weird HQTC contingent? Or who is it?
Yeah, they're all weirdos.
I would think they're all weirdos.
None of them are rational thinking people.
I would think that they would be behind you.
But it just bothers me when my own guy misquotes me.
Give me the quote. Give me the headline again so you just write that down real quick. What's
Here's
the headline,
the headline
again?
Here's the headline.
All right, this is on our YouTube. Hold
Daniels.
On, real quick. Do subscribe to our YouTube page.
Please.
Mike Marr does a good job. It's another way to consume
I like
content.
Him. He's just a little stupid.
It's the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. Give it a like. Give it a thumbs up.
There's a huge distinction.
All right, what
when
is the headline? This
wordy.
Is the YouTube page because my YouTube doesn't have that.
I don't know the YouTube page.
Yet.
He just
put
the stupid clip on Twitter.
That's a Twitter headline.
It's a Twitter headline. Video. He's doing Twitter clips, and I like that. Do Twitter clips. Get people. Yes.
All right,
know.
So you're making the prediction he's going to the Hof.
But I'm not saying he's worthy
But you're
today.
Saying... But
I specifically said he's not worthy.
But that's kind of obvious.
Yeah,
there's nobody who's worthy after 1 year.
I totally agree.
Then what's
so
the
then
problem?
Don't say he's
So I don't even know
worthy.
Why you had to say that.
No, because people are taking it literally, because people have small brains.
I know, but why would you... Doesn't...
I'm making a prediction that he's going to the Hall
right.
of Fame. That's
so you don't even have to.
Different
so
from you, saying he's Hall of Fame worthy.
Right, but what I'm saying
it couldn't be more different.
Right, actually, I think it's pretty close.
I mean, I think
you're making it sound like there's a huge chasm between the two. Yeah. I don't think
Yes, I think yes, because he doesn't have the qualifications on any level to go to the Hall of Fame after what he's done.
Right, but that's an obvious statement.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah, everyone in the country knows that. Right? Everyone in the country
think
knows
that I'm saying he's he's already worthy.
Who cares?
Because I'm already quoted accurately.
Who cares? He's getting engagement.
No.
So then tweet back.
Hey, listen, you can let him misquote you.
It's fine.
I like to be quoted accurately. This guy.
Okay. He should delete it and put, Jaden Daniels in the Hall of Fame already.
No.
Just keep
that's your quote.
Just keep it. That's your direct quote.
I retweeted it. I said, no, he's going to the Hall of Fame is barring injury, which is exactly what I said.
Yeah.
You also said I put Jaden Daniels in the Hall of Fame already.
Right. But I knew that you guys needed
hey, you
this.
But he's not worthy I didn't even
yet.
Know the clip
People
was out
like
there.
You will parse my words incorrectly.
Evie,
he has had an incredible season, but it's not Hall of Fame worthy.
Evie,
of course not.
I already deleted the clip once. Why didn't you say something the first time? I posted it for 5 minutes.
I didn't look at your dumb title.
Look, now
I just listened to the audio.
You're making Mike Moore bitter.
Yeah,
I've never seen him testy like this.
Let me see your face.
Listen,
no, I'm chilling.
Let me see your face.
He's fine. You got to be able to take a little ribbing.
I can tell you're a little bit pissed.
Yeah, he's fine. He's a good kid. He's just, you know, again, I got to remember.
All right, Radford. Cakes, hold up. I just want to ask. Cakes, Team EB or Team Mar? You have to choose.
No, he's scared to go against
Mar. I'm Team
Mar
just because he put in the work.
That's outrageous.
That's my vote.
That's an outrageous
Cakes,
rationale. You're
Team
nice.
Mar, Team EB.
Cakes is just being nice.
If I have to pick, Team Mar.
That's crazy.
Fish,
Team Mar. Not Mar.
Drab.
But you guys are just wrong.
Yeah, just looking at the evidence. I'm on Team Mike Mar.
Why? In the clip, I said
understand
he's
what
not.
You're saying, but you're a brain-dead idiot if you think that any player is Hall of Fame worthy after 1 year.
Well, and I certainly don't.
I agree.
Right.
But you don't even have to say that.
Any rational thinking human being looks at that clip and realizes
what you're talking about.
Except
you're
not, Mar.
No.
Because he labeled it that.
Dog,
he misquoted me.
He's clicking. My own guy.
Don't misquote. Don't misquote your guy. That's all.
I got you. You got guys like Brian Lee Henderson in the comments. That's the guy who thinks the government's zapping his brain. These are the people that are going to get
him. I've already blocked him. I don't even see him. I've never seen his comment. I've seen his comment
he's
in years.
Legendary.
I know who he is.
I know who he is.
I don't see that comment.
By the way, he's a billionaire.
Yeah, he's a billionaire.
I know,
you know exactly
guy.
What I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but I don't see those. I blocked so many
some
of
money,
them.
Brian. Ship me some
I just
chips.
Want listen. Can a guy just ask to be quoted accurately? That's all. That's all. Just quote your
Dude,
boy.
The one thing
accurately.
I feel bad about with you is like I'll post that Dylan Cruz clip yesterday, and you get just so much heat. And that's like, you know, you're talking down on the team a little bit. You're being fair. You know, you're giving your opinion.
Just give my opinion.
Today, you hype up the quarterback, and you still catch heat.
Yeah, thank you.
This dude can't win for losing.
Thank you. Hey, you know what it's like. Thank you.
But the fact that you said he's not Hall of Fame worthy.
It's because it's so obvious.
Right. I mean, but why would you have to say that? That's like saying
the
sun is hot.
Because I could see the future, Jason. Because I could see the future.
I mean, even if he had 70 touchdowns.
He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Oh, have you heard of RG3? Listen, I get
it. But Eric, even if he had 70 touchdown passes this year, he's still not there yet. He's got to do it for 10 or 12 years.
Right. I'm making a prediction.
I know, but
that
you didn't have to.
He's going to the Hall
of
Fame.
I know, but I just wondered why you said that. You didn't have to say that.
I said it because of exactly what happened, that my own guy would misquote me.
Okay.
I could see the future. I could see the future. That's why I clarified it. And then I still get misquoted.
You made the bed, lay in it.
I didn't make the bed.
You did.
I said he's not Hall of Fame worthy yet.
Okay, just
obviously.
Circle back. That quote that JP wrote down, the opening quote, if I had made that the caption, there's really no difference. You said
yes,
you should put
because
him in the
you
fame.
Wouldn't have put in where I made the clarification for simpletons. I immediately had
you
to.
You didn't need to put in. I would say, look, if I'm going to side on EB, now I'm on Mike Moore's side just because he put in the work.
Who cares?
He wrote, EB says that Jaden Daniels is already Hall of Fame worthy.
He paid the work.
Literally his job.
So he paid the work. You get
I know.
What do you want, a cookie?
He did a good job.
What's the Chris Rock? You want a cookie because you're being a good dad?
He did a good job.
He did a good job. He actually did a terrible job. He did a nice job editing the clip.
Everybody else disagrees with you.
He did a nice job posting the clip in a timely manner. He did a horrible job labeling the clip. And that, and what happens 99 times out of 100? People just look at the label. They didn't watch the clip. If you watch the clip, I say he's not all of
it. Is this going to ruin your day? It seems like it's going to ruin your day.
He's going to forget
I'm
about it.
At, 4 hours.
At 9:55, he's going
to
forget. Yeah.
I am killing 4 hours.
Right. Will you dovetail back to it like at 5 o'clock and spar with people if they have issues with the branding of the segment?
It's unlikely, but someone could trigger me.
Okay.
It's unlikely, but it's a possibility.
You would do this stuff with blue shorts all the time. You'd get all over him. You go, you don't love us anymore, shorts. You don't write about us. And then he writes about us, and then you scream at him.
Because he's a weirdo. He has a weird interpretation of, like, his brain's so weird. And he would have these weird conclusions he would come up with.
You're difficult to please.
No, I'm just a person that likes to be quoted accurately.
Mike Moore, make sure you quote him accurately from now on.
That's all.
I mean, 90% of the time before I post a clip about him, I go in there and talk to him about it anyway because I know he's just going to get.
And I watched the clip. I didn't see your headline.
What about with the other guys?
Yeah, I could probably do a better job. Yeah.
You don't sweat it. Here, I put in his quote.
He's not going to get verbally accosted.
Listen,
I just put in a new tweet.
You don't have to.
I had to troll you, but it has his quote. There you go.
So you're trying to make my life even more difficult.
No, it's the accurate quote.
Why would you give an ink?
I put Jaden Daniels in the Hall of Fame already. He said that.
All right, what's wrong with that?
Because it's not a full quote. That's a classic misquoting of someone when you don't put the full quote. It's a classic. That's like journalism 101. You're screwing a guy by putting half his quote in.
Now that I agree with.
Of course.
That is out of context.
Yeah, it's out of context. Out of context.
So I'm confused. Is the latest post from the fan, is that the altered? Is this the altered headline?
He shouldn't alter it because I just retweeted it and I fixed it.
This is the latest from 2 minutes ago. At EB Junkies is calling it now. Jaden Daniels will have a Hall of Fame worthy career. Is that
did he say that?
That's better. That's better.
I don't know who posted that.
Did you? That's you didn't say that though.
106.7 The Fan posted.
Who's posting from 106.7 The Fan?
Our guy Lou.
What, Roger?
That might be a time tweet. It's a bad timing for that one.
But Lou is actually that. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, Lou has an accurate write up.
Is that that's an accurate quote?
Lulu.
Lou's my guy. I saw him at UBS Arena a couple weeks ago.
Talk to Lou.
Hey, maybe. When your boots on the ground, man, your brain gets scrambled a little bit.
Yeah. I like Mars. Good kid. But that doesn't mean you get a pass. That's all.
That JP went to law school.
Mar, you're good.
He's on the wrong side of it.
Just for showing up to court, you win?
You don't win just because you did your job.
You were on my side. How are you arguing with me
you're
now?
You're reasoning that he put up a video, so you agree with him?
Yeah,
he voted on Team Mar, correct?
It's a better
larger principle of somebody does work on your behalf. Quit bitching at him.
Wrong.
Appreciate it.
Wrong.
It's literally his job.
He gets paid to do it. And
why are you arguing with me when you agreed with me? I don't get it. You're now taking both sides. I said Team Mar, Team EB.
I said Team Mar, but I gave a proper reasoning. You said you're on Team Mar because he showed up to work today.
Yeah. That's a terrible reason.
Yeah.
He was just being funny. It's rare, but he was just being funny.
Just quote me accurately.
Eric, it's more impactful that he posted what he posted, that you said he's going to the Hall of Fame. That's more impactful.
All pub is good pub.
Listen.
Then to say, but.
I don't care at 10 a.m. when I walk out of here. 99 times out of 100.
9:55.
But it does bug me today.
All right, I'll walk out at 9:55. You might walk out at 10.
All right, don't forget, before this hour is up, we will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Caps take on the Hurricanes at Capital One Arena for Game 2 this Thursday night. So you have to keep listening for your chance to win, because it's coming up in under 40 minutes. So we wanted to get into what big event you'd like to see at the potential new RFK Stadium site.
Give me the choices
when
again.
It gets built, hopefully for time for the 2030 season. I mean, you could...
It's whatever choice you want.
You got the Final Four there, the college football playoff. It would be cool
real
to
quick,
be at that
You
building.
Might want the TGL.
Chris, real quick, can you run that clip that Trump talking about the stadium and how incredible he thinks the area is going to be and how great the stadium is going to be?
Last month, the Washington Commanders and the D.C. government also announced a major deal to build a brand new 65,000-seat football arena at the site of the RFK Stadium in Eastern Capitol Hill. And I don't think there is a better site anywhere in the world than that site.
Incredibly exciting.
You know, he's a friend of mine. He's a very successful guy. There's a reason for it. It's amazing. It sat there for years, and people were talking about stadiums in 25 different sites. I said, they're not talking about the best site. That's the best site there is.
So here's an example. The World Cup is coming to the U.S., mm-hmm. Canada, and Mexico next summer, 2026. I'm just going to rattle off the cities that are hosting games. Vancouver, Seattle, San Francisco, L.A., Guadalajara, Mexico City, Monterrey, Houston, Dallas, Kansas City, Atlanta, Miami, Toronto, Boston, Philly, New York, New Jersey. Like, frankly, it's embarrassing that Washington, D.C. is not a host site.
Right, but if the new stadium was up, it would be.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like, it's embarrassing that the soccer's premier event, one of the biggest events in the world, is coming here, and D.C. and or Baltimore, they don't have, like, a joint hosting because mm-hmm. the stadiums are subpar, or at least the D.C. stadium is subpar.
Correct.
That would be my number one choice, too. Like, when you ask the question...
Yeah.
My number one choice is World Cup. My number two choice would be the Final Four.
Right.
I think the Final Four, I've only been once.
Yep.
We all went. It was cool.
I think Super Bowl bigger than Final Four.
Final Four would be big in my eyes, but Super Bowl just a tad bigger.
It's bigger. Yeah. I love
Colin. Yeah, I'm not doubting that it's bigger, but I'm saying my personal preference.
I would love the World Cup too
because I'm not even a soccer fan, but I would go to a World Cup here. I would go to a soccer match.
The problem with Final Four in these massive arenas is, like, simply from a viewing standpoint, they look like ants.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
But
it's the cachet of hosting it. Like,
I get it.
I'm not that worried about, like, being in the building for it, but just the fact that D.C. would be considered for it.
Do they look much different than watching a football game from the same seat?
I think so. It's a much smaller field. I've been to, like, in Syracuse, right, the Carrier Dome, and for basketball, they cut the stadium in half.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. It's literally cut in half, and then it's more palatable. For Final Fours, it's a nightmare unless you're real close from a viewing perspective. It's great they can pack 60,000 people or whatever in there. I don't know. I think from a prestige
point in my life,
nothing's bigger than the Super Bowl. I guess you could say World Cup.
I would rather go to a Final Four game than a Super Bowl. That's just my own personal preference. We've had opportunities to go to Super Bowls when we were going to Super Bowls all the time, and we chose not to stick around. Mm-hmm. We chose to fly home, watch it on TV.
Mm-hmm. Well, we also didn't have tickets.
But we could have worked towards it. None of us chose to even look into it.
We couldn't get wait to fly out of those cities
right.
and get home.
Yeah, but I mean, if you want to just talk about prestige, I mean, I would argue... And this would probably be, I'd probably lose this argument. It's even bigger than the World Cup.
The question was, what interests you the most? So you're most interested in the Super Bowl.
I mean, I don't know.
Out of all of these, Super Bowl would be huge.
I'm most interested
in the
World Cup and then the Final Four.
If the college football playoff championship was here, that would probably interest me more than the Super Bowl. Yeah. For me.
That's pretty cool.
For me, it would.
I think attending a World Cup in person would, even if the U.S. wasn't playing, like it would be.
I mean,
fun
I would be interested
to attend.
All right, WrestleMania, no thanks.
It's not your thing.
Olympics, but World Cup, yes. And I'm not a soccer fan, but college football playoff, 100%. Final Four, 100%. Super Bowl, 100%. And now the NFL draft is going to be somewhere different. But.
NFL draft is more of just like a party fun thing.
I think the Olympics would be awesome. I'd love to see an opening ceremony.
Maybe like track and field or something. That'd be
Olympics,
cool.
As far as prestige, would blow all those out of the water. I can barely remember where the Super Bowl was 2 months ago.
Right, right.
I'll always remember where the Olympics are. And the world has their eyes on you for over a month. In the capital city of the greatest country in the world? It would be amazing. Now, you have an indoor stadium.
That's okay.
I'm pretty sure they're almost always at outdoor stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be awesome.
I guess. I just don't get that excited about the Olympics.
If you want to chime in,
I would like
the
track and field
has cachet, but I think I'm interested in about 10% of the events, to be honest.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Well, 90% of the events wouldn't be in the stadium.
Right.
They would figure out track and field. Mm-hmm. They'd have the opening ceremonies in the stadium,
but
everything else would be elsewhere.
Everything else bounces around.
But it would just be in the whole city.
It would, and probably other cities too. Probably Baltimore, Philadelphia. Yeah. I mean, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
800-636-1067. I agree with you, Cakes. My number one seed would be World Cup, but then I go Final Four. What's your number two seed?
The problem
you want
is,
like the hockey classic, the outdoor classic?
The winter classic?
Yeah.
I mean, that's already been here. That was at Nats Park.
But
sure. I mean, cool, that doesn't rank above, like, obviously the Olympics or the World Cup.
Yeah, no regular season hockey game.
What's your personal preference?
After the World Cup, probably Final Four.
So you're with me. Yeah.
The problem with the World Cup is it hops around so much, and it's only once every 4 years. Now I feel like, EB, are we going to be around the next time the World Cup comes to the United States?
I don't know.
I mean, what if it doesn't come back until, you know, like 20 years from now?
Oh,
now you're getting up there.
20 years from now, likely, we'll be right on the brink of death. If we're lucky. Average life expectancy for a guy is about 76, maybe?
It's right in that wheelhouse.
78, maybe.
Average.
Yeah.
You're right on the brink of death.
You're right.
I'll be going with my walker.
Yeah.
Somebody will push me in my wheelchair.
Let's go to John in McLean. John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. I love all the ideas. I love the idea of a Final Four. I mean, this town's a basketball town. It would be great. Olympics, you can't do it. How are you going to put a track in there? I don't think it'll accommodate it. And for the World Cup, just one minor point. You have to have a natural turf field. I guess you could bring it in.
Oh, yeah. They just roll a tray of natural grass in there. I don't think that's that hard.
They could probably fix it. How about this, though, for the Olympics? Couldn't they, like, somehow make a track around the mall somehow that would be, like, iconic? Remember how the tennis was in France? Wasn't it the tennis?
I don't know.
With the stupid whatever.
The Eiffel Tower?
Eiffel Tower.
The stupid tower.
Yeah, it was. The stadium was right there. It was unbelievable. Or was that the beach volleyball?
It was the beach volleyball.
It was right there. It was amazing.
Yeah, but you got to have like.
You got to have fans.
You got to have like 70,000 seats.
Yeah, you got to.
For track?
Yeah.
For the opening ceremonies.
Oh, yeah.
No, opening ceremonies is different.
No, but for track, you have to have fans to watch.
Okay, you got temporary seats. You don't think you could do that?
No, you got to build 70,000.
I was in Chicago when they put an Indy race. I was in there while the cars were racing around. They had temporary stands.
Yeah, but they don't have the fans that track and field would have in the Olympics.
You don't think they have fans at Indy races?
But they're more spread out. I mean, they're much more spread out. Track and field, you have to have fans watching.
I agree, but I feel like you could do
temporary
stands.
I don't know if you could do temporary stands.
So are you telling me that in a brand new stadium, they couldn't build a track for track and field events inside the stadium?
It might not be big enough.
Your footprint needs to be
a certain size.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know. I think you can make an iconic track somewhere around the mall or somewhere of our grassy area here down, and it would look ridiculous. It would be incredible. It might be the best track in the world. And you just put some temporary stands around. Not unlike what they did... You know, like in Chicago for the Indy race. I don't even know if it's Indy or NASCAR. I think it was Indy.
I think that
probably
was Indy.
An Indy race.
I think it was like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Like an F1 type race.
But what would you be your number one choice, John?
I think I'd like the final, well, the Super Bowl, but then the Final Four.
I think would use if yeah. I think the Super Bowl, like not saying the Super Bowl is almost just you're just trying to be contrarian. It's just such a massive event.
Precisely.
Yeah, it's just a massive event.
Well, it'll be here.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah, it's coming.
It's coming.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
I mean, they can bring in a track. They can remove seats. That's what they're doing, I'm pretty sure, at the Coliseum.
Right.
There's no track around that.
They can build a temporary track, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They can make that work.
Yeah. So you're agreeing with me.
Yeah, but I've been trying to sell. I tried to sell you guys in the Olympics in D.C., like, 12 years ago.
Well, we're just out on traffic.
You had no interest in it.
We're out on the traffic snarl up for 6 weeks. 2 months. I think
Drab holds the Olympics in higher regard than probably most of this
room
does.
He also wants a stadium in his backyard. Okay. He still has
He loves data centers, like, right up against his fence line.
He's got a little kid in him. You still got that little kid in him.
Is that what it is?
A little bit.
I like iconic events. I know, you like greatness. Also... I like iconic events.
Yeah.
I guess that's where you guys differ.
No. I think it would be cool. I think you would have. Maybe I've changed my opinion.
About the Olympics
from 12 years ago, whenever we talk about it. Because I do think the visuals in this town are second to none.
But also 12 years ago, we didn't think that there was going to ever be a brand new stadium as big as what Harris is going to build.
Potentially,
right. Now
yeah.
It's 5 years away.
Right. Wait till we see the real renderings of this
yep,
thing.
They're going to look good. Yep.
God, it's impossible that it'll disappoint, right?
Won't disappoint.
It's impossible.
It'll
be the best stadium in the country, if not I'm not going to say the world, because I don't know what else is out there worldwide, but in the country, it'll be the nicest one.
Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll talk more Caps hockey with Alan May. He, of course, covers the Capitals for Monumental Sports Network. Before the end of the next segment, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Caps take on the Hurricanes Game 2 at Capital One Arena. So keep listening. Coming up later in this segment, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Caps take on the Hurricanes for Game 2 at Capital One Arena. Do not call now. It's not time yet, you greedy prize pigs. Keep it in your pants already. I'll tell you when you're getting close to time to call.
It's coming up, though.
It is coming up soon, so keep listening for your chance to win. The Gen Zers, there's always something going on with Gen Z, and apparently they are taking an old-time tradition that I think most, if not all of us, have done at some point with our kids, and they're doing a lot less of it with their younger kids, reading books to them at bedtime.
Mm.
Apparently that's plummeted to like all-time lows.
Why? Well, it's because of screens.
It's screens.
Yeah.
Despite reading aloud to children being a proven way to boost their enjoyment of reading, the number of parents reading aloud to children is at an all-time low, according to researchers for HarperCollins UK. This is particularly pronounced among Gen Z parents, where almost 1 in 3 see reading as, quote, more of a subject to learn, said study authors. As the first generation to grow up with technology, Gen Z parents may turn to digital entertainment for fun rather than books.
We try to read to Isabella at night. It's definitely not an every night thing. Mm-hmm. And usually I try and make her read to us.
Yeah.
So I'll have her. Sometimes it's late because she has a lot of activities. Swimming, for example, wraps up on Monday nights at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you're getting home 8:30-ish. There's not a lot of time. It's like business. You want to get them to sleep as fast as possible. So you're not going to read that much. But sometimes I'll try and get her to read a page.
My kids are out of that, obviously way too old for that at this point.
Did you read back in the day?
Yeah,
to them?
Of course we did that.
I fall asleep sometimes reading Tismal.
Every night I would read.
I'd sing to my kids.
They're out of that demo. Of course, I can read. I don't do a lot of reading at this point. But what I'll tell you what I do struggle with. And it's become more pronounced, I want to say, within the last like 3 to 5 years. Just writing. Writing, like,
sure.
Even on
signing
like,
your name.
Just like writing on an envelope. If I'm sending something to somebody,
just
making it even semi legible.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult because I just don't
do it. I can't read anything JP writes.
But mm-hmm. like I can chicken scratch on an outline, whatever. That's easy. But like, if I want like something to look legible and decent that I'm
right.
gonna like
you
send
go to
in
the post
mail,
office.
Like when people are gonna get it, like what serial killer is scribbling on this envelope? It's difficult because I'm not using that muscle enough. I'm just not. When would I write?
Not getting
when
your reps
would I write
in.
With a pen or a pencil?
Like, it's how I generally preface any conversation that I have in Spanish. I preface it with I don't practice anymore.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. There's really only one or two people that I speak Spanish to anymore, so every day I'm getting worse.
Yeah.
Skills are deteriorating.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jason Bishop has 8 different loose leaf notebooks.
Yeah, but my writing isn't great. But I do, I mean, I write a lot of checks and I write envelopes, put the checks in the envelopes.
You still write a lot of checks?
Yeah. I would say half my bills, I probably write checks.
Really?
He damn near has a sundial in his
house. What about your mortgage? Does that come out of your bank every month, or you write
mortgage
that?
Mortgage, I write.
You write that note, that check every month.
Yep.
Hold up.
That's why he's so stressed.
Cakes,
that's why he's so stressed.
I just looked at this, and I was struggling to see what I actually wrote. Mm-hmm. Let me see if you can figure out what I wrote. I just circled it.
All right.
It's at the bottom.
Let me see.
But you're right. The root of all this is the phone.
Can you figure out what I wrote that is circled there?
It looks like you wrote, is this Brooks like?
Yes, you pulled it off.
I mean,
did you go to the context?
No, I made out the Brooks, and this looks like, it looks like you wrote Brooks curl, if I had to really decipher it, but I just went with Brooks like.
By the way,
Brooks like just announced that he and his fiance or wife, I'm not sure if he's married yet. Might be married. I think certainly fiance.
I think they're engaged.
They're having a baby. Okay. He showed her a little thing, and I just sent him a note. Congrats, brother.
Oh,
and
good.
He said, you know, thanks, pal. Miss you guys. Hope all the boys are doing well and all your families.
Right.
So just FYI.
Very nice. Very good nice dude. Guy.
Yes, I had that as a potential 5 and 10 story.
Very
now
good.
I have to cross it out.
Now you needed it. Now you got 4 and 10. You got to find a new 5 and 10.
His fiance is a CrossFit star.
Yes. It is interesting because I agree with JP that people aren't reading because we're all now involved with our phones. Like Jason's in a damn near panic this morning because he's not getting a full signal on his phone. And
something's
wrong.
There's
so much good that comes out of it, but I still do have a child that's 15. I keep saying 16. She'll be 16 in June. Who. You know, like any 15-year-old has her phone with her constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, getting her to do homework is like, and believe me, I'm not some, I care about the sports. I let my wife care about the academics.
Academics is secondary.
For me, I don't care. Like, just figure it out. But, like, she has so much work to do. And every time I look over there, she's on her phone, not her computer.
Right.
Like, last night, we literally had this argument. I go, every time I look over there, you're on your phone. You're not on your computer.
Yeah.
And listen, between me and you, I don't care. But if she stays up until 1:30, that's not good. And then my wife is up with her, and then it just screws the whole family up.
Right.
Too much screen time affects
development. And I don't know how, of course, and I don't know how, like if I had this phone, there's no way I would have graduated college. There's
right.
no
too
way.
Too distracted.
There's no way I would have graduated high school. I'm too distracted.
Yeah. All right, well, hopefully the listeners aren't distracted. In about 3 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win Caps Hurricanes tickets for Game 2 at Capital One Arena.
And also, coming up at the top of the hour next segment, we're going to have Alan May on to talk about this huge series with the Caps and the Canes. And, you know, Bickle was spouting off earlier that he doesn't understand why all the experts think the Hurricanes are better than the Caps.
Why allegedly favoring a team that was inferior
Someone
to
needs
us?
To explain. All right, we're certainly not hockey experts. Alan May is, so he can explain that to you.
Right. I mean, it's pretty simple. We were the superior team in the regular season. Now, why are all the analytics pointing to Carolina?
I think Alan May is going to give you the non-analytics breakdown. Like, if you want a real analytics breakdown, we would contact Neil Greenberg.
But he knows the strengths and weaknesses
of
both teams, every player.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's an analytics expert, but he'll have an opinion.
He'll give you the nuts and bolts of each team and who he thinks is going to
I think when we were taking calls, it made sense.
He'll probably belittle the analytics. Washington
wasn't playing their best hockey. We talked about it heading into the playoffs.
Right.
Now, they had a great first-round series.
We knew that was going to happen because
of the chase.
One, they were distracted by the chase. Two, they had locked up their seed, and then the one seed eventually.
They weren't must-wins. They weren't must-wins. Yeah.
That I think it's just a natural progression for them to take the foot off the gas pedal.
Now, I don't think Carolina was playing good hockey heading into the playoffs either.
Right.
I want to say they were 3-6-1 in their last 10 games.
Right.
Both teams won their series 4-1. Some people favor the goaltender for Carolina, although he's injured, and they play two guys. So who knows?
I just wish I knew why people all of a sudden think the Carolina Hurricanes of 2025 are all of a sudden they're the New York Islanders of the mid-80s. That they're some sort of dynasty that the Caps just can't beat. I don't understand that approach.
If you look at most betting sites, the Canes are either favored to win the Cup or second to Florida.
Yeah.
And Washington's way down, like 6, 7, or 8.
Yeah, and Grant Paulson tweeted this.
But that doesn't mean anything.
He tweeted this an hour ago that the Caps, and we talked about this earlier, the Caps have the longest odds to win the Stanley Cup of all the remaining teams in the dance at plus 1,100.
Yep.
Hurricanes are the second favorite. They're plus 470.
I know.
Hey, I wore my Caps gear today. You did.
I did, yes, correct.
I didn't even think about it. You know what? I'll wear the Caps jersey tomorrow.
Caps jersey, win or lose, wear it tomorrow.
Win or lose.
Okay. You show your support for the team if they win or lose.
All right, I'll do it.
Good. Like that. Caps gear tomorrow, EB. Remember.
Ooh, you got to text me.
I can text you. That'll cost you a dollar.
A friendly text?
I'm kidding. Okay. It's a burgeoning business that I want to get off the ground. I just haven't quite figured out all of the nooks and crannies of it.
Right.
I don't think it's a very good business model.
Well, there's an app on everybody's phone.
I understand.
Where you can set a reminder.
I'm well aware. That's probably another reason why the business is going to fail spectacularly. All right. Ninth caller right now at 800-636-1067. Now is your time. You're going to score a pair of tickets to Game 2 of the Capitals Hurricanes Series. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com. Of course, Game 2 is Thursday night at Capital One Arena. Ninth caller right now at 800-636-1067. You win those tickets. We'll give away another pair before the end of the 9 o'clock hour. Don't forget, Alan May covers the Caps for Monumental Sports Network. He will join us next here on The Fan.